it is great to have him. But again, we're apart as Blocker sits in the central commentary position, our studio, and we're on the road again here at Albury.
He doesn't look happy.
Not happy, Jan.
Oh, my goodness.
Got the arms folded.
Imagine walking home from school and going to your front door and seeing that standing there. I'm not going in. So I'm saying, Dad, I'm so sorry. I'm on my knees crying.
It's bordering on a gorilla.
Oh, my God. Hey, look at that face.
I feel let down by you, Blokes. Oh, I mean, Block. I'm like that kid at school, what you're talking about. I'm like the kid that everyone's going to a disco or something, and they don't tell him where it's on at. They tell him the wrong place.
Why is Block not invited? Why is he not in Albury with us?
I love the country.
I don't know, but Block, we had you on 5 minutes before you probably saw us, and I was laughing because you were looking up at the sky, you were looking at the roof, you were looking around.
I was.
You had the paper all sorted in front of you.
Oh, mate,
and then you kept writing notes, and then you'd come back up and look around and then write another note.
That's it.
What were you doing?
Well, writing notes, you're right. Something that's really got up my nose this week.
Potholes.
No, worse than that. Worse than that. The way that they've treated Hook Griffin down at Saints. You can reapply for the job.
I love it. I love it, Block. Thank you.
Mate, honestly, how embarrassing. Mate, some kahunas is ever in charge down there and tell the bloke if you don't want him, we don't want you. Fancy telling him you can reapply. Honestly.
Good call, Block.
Hey?
Agree 100%, buddy.
Oh, mate, the second they said that, his position's untenable.
Well, you can't. Mate, how are you going to reapply? What are you going to? You already know what he can do. Grow some kahunas and say to the bloke, tell the bloke, he's a big boy. He'll understand. He'll go and find another job or whatever.
Block, my question to Loz the other day was, they've had one bye, so they've only played two games. What have they seen in two games that they didn't already know that have made them say, we don't want it, we're going in a different direction? They could have made this decision during the preseason.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with you. But, mate, how embarrassing. I mean, how do you think he feels, mate? He's a proud man.
Yeah.
Mate, you can reapply for the job. I bet you any money, and I know Hook, he's a good fellow, I like him. I bet you any money that he doesn't even apply for it.
But nobody would. I saw it with Tim Nielsen with the Australian cricket team, Block, and they said the same thing to him. And Vinny was like, mate, like, can you think of anything more embarrassing than reapplying? Like, you just no one would. Well, I might be wrong, but I can't imagine anybody would want to reapply when your club or your state or your country or whatever, whoever's making this decision, go about it this way.
What are they going to say to you that you're not going to say anyway that you've already said?
Yeah. Well, how does it affect their season, though, Block? Where do the Dragons go? Does this bring them together? And like when you know you're going to lose a big player in your team, you say, rightio, we're just going to do everything we can for this guy and try and, you know, win him a GF or make the eight. Or what? Does it galvanise or does it destroy him?
But you hit it on the head. We're three rounds, this is the fourth round. We're four rounds into the Premiership. And they're already talking about getting rid of the coach. Hey, what if they win eight in a row?
Well,
what do they say then?
Loz said that today.
Well, they re-sign him.
I heard you guys.
Imagine if they do, and then they go and re-sign him.
I know. But
mate,
they have to reply.
That would be...
It's a million to one.
Couldn't happen, could it?
20 million to one.
I heard you blokes talking about what sort of car I drive to on the way in.
I am
looking forward to... Because you guys have put it out there in the
car deal.
In the world. Yeah,
we want you in the Ram.
What are you in?
The Ram?
I reckon either the big F-250, the Ford F-250, or the Ram 150, the big, massive big truck. What do you drive now, Block?
I've got a Tucson.
A what? A Tucson.
Yeah.
Tucson. What's that?
Tucson.
What's that?
Tucson. Let me.
You know what it is.
Tucson.
Is that a brand?
Boys. Hey?
Is that Hyundai?
Tucson.
Yeah, all day, every day, Hyundai.
Tucson. Is it a four-wheel drive?
Yes. It's a smaller SUV.
How do I spell Tucson, Block?
T-U-S-O-N.
Nah.
What is it?
T-U-S-A-N, isn't it?
T-U-S-A-N.
Or is it A?
Tucson.
Okay, I don't know.
No, it's got to go, Block.
What?
Time for an upgrade. It's out.
Well, what am I?
You're a Ram. Ram 1.
You're a Rammer.
You're a Ram.
I can't drive a Ram.
Yeah, you can. That's your vehicle.
You've dodged plenty in your time, Block, so I'll go the Dodge.
I reckon you're a Ram man. You should be the face of Ram. I'm pushing for you.
Can you?
I'll take 20%, though.
Oh, mate, I'll give you 30.
Okay.
I'll give you 35 if you push for me.
30% of lots.
Exactly.
Ram. Oh, I reckon that's your vehicle.
Hey, boys, while we're talking about things that really, really amaze you. Now, Clarkie, you're our fashionista, I would say. You're the man for all seasons. When you go yachting, you've got the yachting gear on. When you play golf, you've got the golfing gear on. But I was talking to my nieces and that the other day at a family party. Mm-hmm. Frank Green water bottles. Have you heard of him? This bloke...
Frank Green
water bottles. Now, every kid has got one of these. Now, I can't believe, first, it's like a fire hydrant, this thing, and it's made of metal, but it's like 3 litres or something. You could do curls with it. And there's all little girls, school kids, everyone running around with this water bottle,
yes,
right?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I have seen it.
And they reckon the tradies are blowing up Deluxe because they can't get them. So I think Bunnings are doing them now. But this is my point. This is what really worries me when I see millions of kids at schools running around with these water bottles. And it's good to stay hydrated, I might add. Yeah. But these things are $70.
Are they that expensive?
$70. And how the bloody hell do you get them on planes and... Mate, they're 3 litres, these things. And this bloke has sold millions of them. What's his name? Frank Green water bottles.
Yeah. I've seen a lot. I didn't know they were called Frank Green.
I think that's the brand.
Yeah, it is. There's different sizes as well. My daughter's got one that she takes to school. It's got a spray on the front. It's like you drink out of one side.
Yes.
And then on the other side, it's got this it's like a face spray. So you put water in it, you use it as a face spray. I'm like, what?
Well, just to give you a little freshen.
That's what I'm thinking. What? I'm like,
but Clarky, they're built like fire extinguishers. If someone whacked you in the head with it, they're made of metal.
Well, and they're all metal, I think, because of the whole plastic.
Yep.
Stay away from plastic and
reusable.
Reusable as well. So they're all metal.
You can use them for coffee as well.
What?
Keep it hot.
Yes. So Frank Green has become a beloved international brand known for its reusable coffee cups and bottles, and many assume... Mm. Oh, what about this?
Frankie's a multi out of water bottles.
Well, Frank Green is not the founder.
What?
Bob Jones?
The founder is Benjamin Young.
So Benjamin sold the business to Frankie.
So Frank's got nothing to do with it.
Okay, so why is it called Frank Green? Just the dude's name.
So Frank Green was born around the notion that the company is Frank about living green.
Ah, I like it.
Oh, so that's not a bloke. I thought Frankie Green was the owner and operator.
No.
I'm a bit confused as well, though. If you're selling a product that is so good reusably, how are you making more money? Surely you want your product not to be able to reuse, so you got to buy another one.
That's why they're $70.
But if it lasts a lifetime, that's pretty cheap, isn't it?
Hmm. I never thought of it that way. I just looked at the $70 for a water bottle.
It's expensive.
That's outrageous.
But if you're only buying one, if you're buying one that lasts your kid the whole way through school, for example.
Hey, you can use it as
My daughter's losing it for sure. It's lasting a week.
Mm. Multi-purpose.
But I get your point. Expensive drink bottle block, for sure.
Yeah, and the other drink bottle I've noticed. Now, I go to the gym, but these people... walk around with these big
5 litres. Yes. I got one. I know, it doesn't leave the house, so it's too heavy.
Have you seen that block?
Because you're meant to drink the 5 litres a day, they say. Or it's 4 point, whatever they say the day.
It's like an esky.
Yes, it's a big round, it's about that thick. Yeah, I got one. You're meant to drink that of water. So everyone go, you know when you're hungry?
I've seen the big dudes with them.
You know when you're hungry? Yeah. Everybody says, or the nutritionist, they say you're not hungry, you're thirsty. So you're meant to drink... I think it's 5 litres or 4.5 litres a day of water.
Mate, I'm supposed to drink...
Mate, you can't drink that in a week.
I'm supposed to drink 6 litres a day for my size, right?
There you go.
I'd be weeing like a racehorse.
Yeah, you're spending your time on the toilet.
That's it.
I agree.
I'll be up six times a night.
But I'm telling you, I've seen more big water bottles that look everywhere. Like Eskies in the last probably 3 months than I've ever seen before. So that's the reason.
Yeah, that's how much you're meant to drink that much water.
Wow, that's a lot of water.
Mate, it's ridiculous.
No wonder you wouldn't be hungry.
You're so full as well.
So you're not hungry, you just need water, fluid.
Well, they're saying a lot of the time when you are feeling hungry, it's like when they say when you yawn, people think you're tired. They say it's dehydration.
I drink heaps of water, Clark. I'm always hungry.
I'm foodie. Give me the food any day of the week.
We've got a one-veil block bet. So block bet for the weekend. It's open. Where Loz's multi is also open. So the block, you're going large again here. I love it.
I'm going
throw at the stumps because at these odds, mate, you'll be doing multis for centuries. So what have you got for
us? Well, I want to go large because I want to give the punters some sort of hope. And this is all a guess game for me anyway. So the first leg for block bet this week is Manly with 4.5 start against the mighty Rabbitohs. And then I'm going Tom Tavojevic to score 2 tries or more. A double for Big Tommy. Mm-hmm. I love that. 2 tries for Tommy. And the Warriors playing at home to win head-to-head.
Against the Doggies Sunday afternoon.
$26.
$26. $26.
Yeah.
Just been handed Mark Hunter's selections for the meeting at Flemington tomorrow. And he likes his 2 best bets, race 7, number 4, Nonconformist. And race 8, number 4, Cardinal Gem is an all-up. Race 7, number 4 and race 8, number 4. And his roughie is race 3, number 16, Black Pen. There at Flemington tomorrow, race 3, number 16, Black Pen for Mark Hunter. Now, we've got Blocker with us. Just a few texts here. Morning, boys. I'm nearly 70 and have never had a water bottle in my life. I use one of those new inventions called taps, says Leo.
Is that my dad? It's from Les. That's exactly what my old man says.
I love this one. My wife thinks I'm on Mitchell Moses' salary. She has 3 Frank Green bottles and 3 Frank Green reusable coffee ones. Oh, by the way, it's Michelle's birthday, obviously, this
tomorrow,
weekend.
Yeah.
When is it? Tomorrow, Loz?
Tomorrow, mate.
Returned.
25th of March.
And, yeah. You know, you're pondering the present earlier.
Well, yeah, I'm going shopping in Albury
one
later.
One text here.
Good, Michelle, you put a bit of thought in it.
Well, this is good. Michelle won't get her birthday present for 3 days, as they'll have to wait for the check to clear. Is one
I haven't got enough money in my savings account.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
And this is a legit one. I'll help you out, Loz, with the boss's birthday present. My wife here in Wagga Wagga has this business handmade jewellery. Can't go wrong for a birthday present.
Now
cheers,
we're talking
Tim.
Free.
And here's the website.
If it's free, it's for Loz.
I'll give it a plug. www.nancyjoanna.com.
Show again? I'm going to Google this.
Yeah, you can get yourself a little necklace.
Nancy Joanna.
Nancy Joanna.
Nancy Joanna.
.com/collection/earrings. There
Nancy
you go.
Nancy Joanna. There we go. Pop.
Sorted.
Let's have a look here. Good signature, Nance.
Has she got her ears pierced, Loz? Make sure
Make some cool earrings for her. Something like that.
Made entirely just, by hand.
Just bust through Wagga on the way home.
Is Nancy Joanna the owner's name?
Well, I'm guessing that's, I don't know. Or it could be
a bit like Frank Green.
Yeah, maybe Frank Green.
Either way, if you get it for free, you need to take a photo and put it on your social media for them.
Yeah, I would.
You must do that.
10 crossbody bags with a guitar strap.
How many followers you got, Loz?
No, I've only got, mate, you know what, Block? I've only got about 5,000, I think. I don't post that often.
Is that good enough to be an influencer, Clarkey?
No, Clarkey's got close to a million.
L Daily, he's an influencer, definitely.
Yeah. But how many do you need to influence
people? No, I don't think you need a number. I think it's more about the traction. It's about how regularly people are looking at it.
Hey, Clarkey, can I add you to mine?
Yeah, I'll follow you, Block. Are you on Instagram?
No. Oh. But if I do add you...
What are you adding me to then?
Well, if I do, do I get your million people to follow you? Is that what happens?
Yeah, sure. Once you set up an Instagram, I'll send a post out with your Instagram on it and they'll follow you.
Block, you'd be about as good as me on Instagram. I forget to post.
Block, your new car, your Ram deal, you're going to have to post that on social media.
Ram or Dodge? What are we going for?
No, it's Ram. It's a big 150 Ram, yeah.
No, you know what? I'm a bit of a scab in that area. How much
free
is it?
Car.
No, well, how much is it to fill up with diesel? It cost me $500.
Mate, don't worry, mate. You get a free car. You can afford the petrol. You're not buying the car. No. You get a free car, so you're saving yourself money. So you can afford the petrol.
How much is it to fill them things up?
Oh, probably a lot.
What, 400?
Nah, a couple hundred, maybe. $200, I reckon.
That's a lot of money.
Go to Ferguson Toyota, Block it. I'll give you a car.
Fergo Toyota. I want him in Ram. I want him the face of Ram. And I want you back on Lowe's ads as well.
Oh, yes.
Do Lowe's still exist?
What?
What would be the slogan if you went to Ram? Block?
What?
What would be the slogan for Blocker?
That. What? What? At what? Ram.
At Rams.
Come and see the Blocker.
Get blocked at Rams.
Get blocked at Ram.
It's in stoppage time in that Euro qualifier between England and Italy. And England holding a 2-1 lead in Naples. Italy pulled one back. Shaw was sent off for a second yellow card for England as well. So I'm sure they're just holding on over there in Italy. Now, in the golf this morning, the world match play, Adam Scott has gone down. He's lost. Well, Sam Burns has beaten him one up. So it's gone wrong there on the last hole for the Aussie. Jason Day won 2-1, though, against Victor Perez. And Minwoo Lee, he is tied with Matt Fitzpatrick through 12 holes this morning. We've got Blocker with us. We've got someone asking me to repeat the Mark Hunter tips. So he likes tomorrow race 7, number 4, Nonconformist, and race 8, number 4, Cardinal Gem. They're his best bets. And his roughie, race 3, number 16, Black Pen. Race 3, number 16 at Flemington, Black Pen. Losses multi. He's up and firing.
This is what we're doing tomorrow if you want to be a part of it, Middo. Roots, race 6, number 10. So, race 6, number 10, Roots to run top 3 into race 9, number 6, Dire Mill to run top 4. And if you think that can happen or you want to be a part of it, that's paying $7.50.
And Blocker has got BlockBet, courtesy of Tab, in the same spot as where Loz's multi is. And Blocker, yes, what have you got for us today? You're looking at the South's Manly game and also the Warriors-Bulldogs game.
I am. I've got Manly with 4.5 start. Tommy Turbo to score 2 tries or more. And the Warriors to win head-to-head. $26.
$26.
That's great value, Blocky. That is good value. And Tommy T, what a star he is. Now, Block, yes, some sad news throughout the week.
Oh, Johnny Sattler.
The great John Sattler.
Yeah.
I mean, devastating news for a lot of people. I know you knew the family well, and I'm assuming he was one of your heroes growing up.
100%, Loz. Mate, I was shocked and saddened. I'm good mates with Scotty, as you know, Loz, and I went up to the Gold Coast with my wife just before the season, and I said, mate, I'd love to... John was in a nursing home, and I said to Scotty, mate, can you take me to see your dad? I want to go and see John. And he said, mate, I'm not going to take you. And I said, mate, why? I want to go and see him, you know. And he said, mate, I want you to remember him the way he was. Mm. I don't want to take you in there. So I knew straight away that, you know, he was in all sorts. What a great man, a gentleman, you know. I could never understand, like, he was the sort of bloke that he'd go and have a cup of tea with grandmas and everything on and ladies in the stand at Redfern before a game, and then go on the field and assassinate 6 people. He was just chalk and cheese. The white line fever, but, mate, what a gentleman, a great man. Mate, the greatest thing ever to happen to me in footy, in my opinion, is I got to meet Graham Langlands and Bobby Fulton and Bob McCarthy and you know, John Sattler. I got to meet all those guys, Johnny Raper. You know, to me, you know, Arthur Beaton. Like, they were all like our idols when we were growing up. We used to watch the footy. There was only ever the ABC match of the day, one game of footy every Saturday. And, mate, I can remember seeing all these superstars. And, mate, to get to meet them was, you know, it was a highlight for me. It was just a great thing that you got to meet your stars. A lot of people are going to miss Johnny. He was a wonderful man. And, you know, they're going to have a service for him in a couple of weeks. Loz, I don't know if you know, down at Redfern. So, you know, hopefully a lot of people get along there. I'm sure they will and pay their respects and their tributes to him.
And the club put out a release yesterday detailing how they'll pay tribute to John Sattler in the match against Manly tomorrow night. So at the 13th minute, the Burrow are going to lead a minute's applause, being Sattler's jersey, of course, 13. And players are going to wear a replica of the 1970 Grand Final jersey.
The half rabbit?
Yeah, that's it. Yep. The torn rabbit.
They do it well, South, don't they?
Yeah, very good. Yeah. And the Sattler family and South's officials are going to form a guard of honour as the team runs out. Of course, so there'll be a minute silence as well, black armbands. So it's sure to be an emotional night there at a Accor Stadium tomorrow night. Last night, though, Blocker, what a game. Para Penrith, 17-16. It just had to be Mitchell Moses. But before that, the Nathan Cleary 2-point field goal on full time.
Unbelievable.
Outstanding.
That's the second best field goal I've ever seen in my life. I want people to, not while they're driving, of course, I want them to Google. I played in a game, Warrington versus Wigan, and Joe Lydon kicked a 60-metre field goal.
Oh, I remember that block, yes.
Mate, it was a semi-final of the Challenge Cup. Mate, I was playing in the game, and actually I looked at it as soon as it left his boot, and I watched it. Mate, it nearly went into the crowd. It's the most unbelievable kick. But not taking nothing away from Nathan Cleary. You know the great thing about that field goal that he kicked last night? They got a penalty. He kicks for touch. He lands it right just on the 40. Did you see that?
Yeah.
So they'd have
exactly
to pass.
Where he wanted it.
They'd have to pass back to him and then kick the field goal. But you know, Mitch Moses, under all sorts of pressure to sign that contract, he signs a contract. You could actually see the pressure off him last night playing in that grand final replay. And, mate, what a fitting end for him to kick that field goal to get the Parramatta side home. Look, 8-all at halftime. I thought Parramatta had the better of the first half. I was just a little bit worried they hadn't scored more points. Penrith have got that unbelievable. They're not the same side as they were. Obviously, their personnel's down with, you know, Kikau and Appy Korosau and all those sort of guys leaving the club. But, you know, they showed plenty of grit, didn't they, to get themselves back in that game. But at the end of the day, I think the better team won.
You weren't wrong about the Joe Lydon field goal, by the way.
It's unbelievable.
55 metres. 1989 Challenge Cup semi-final.
Where are they playing? It looks like it's got the soccer marking as well.
Yeah, would it be at Wembley, the semi-final?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't at Wembley.
It's not at Central Park.
You know, the circle in soccer. Do you know where he kicks it from?
I played there and I don't even remember where we went.
See the circle?
If you get the chance. Soccer grounds. Pretty much at the rugby league
but
grounds.
But don't do it while you're driving. Just Google it.
Just do it when you're live on radio.
It's
60 metres.
Yeah, no, it's unbelievable.
Incredible.
Yeah,
there's
incredible.
Not many players that could have kicked that field goal last night. Adam Reynolds is one that springs to mind. I reckon Reynolds under pressure could do it. But there wouldn't be too many others. But you could see the relief, I reckon, on Mitch Moses' face when he kicked his field goal block.
Yeah.
Because the pressure was building and talk about him not owning big moments in games and sort of came around last night and the question would have been asked if he missed that field goal.
Yeah. If he
missed that, he would have copped it.
Yeah, you would have.
That was a soda. For him, well,
for a halfback
in that position, where Parra got the ball, the timing he had to kick it, and you still got to do it. You're under maximum pressure. Like, don't get me wrong, but that's why you train every day. Mitch has got to eat that alive, and he did.
You see the shot of Mitch Moses before he kicked that field goal? Did you see in the replay how calm he was? It was just like, this is what I do. This is what I'm meant to do. Yeah, I don't know if you saw that the shot after.
But that's why they get paid.
And that's what you want them to do. You don't want to be looking around unsure of
somebody
what we're
doing. Number six, you get in there, or number one, you get in there. I actually thought they
lost their way a little bit in that set. Because I think the dummy half passed it to someone. I can't remember who it was, and they moved it to the right. But they had a couple more tackles up their sleeves. But I just thought he made the wrong call because I thought he would have gone earlier, get to the left post a little bit earlier.
Hey, what about Brendan Haynes, the young kid that scored the try? I mean, what a moment. You know, grand final replay, gets his side in front, scores that try, backing up through the middle. He's been waiting an age to get his opportunity.
Was he at the Broncos? Was he at the Broncos?
I don't know much about him, mate.
I don't know a lot about him. I know he played a lot of reserve grade, but, mate, what a moment for him. Honestly. And the good thing about it was, too, Brad Arthur left him out for a long time. So he's obviously got confidence in him. He gets a try. You could see how happy he was, giving the big waves and all that sort of stuff to the crowd. So, good on him. It's good to see him get a first grade go, you know.
What a night we got tonight. Melbourne $1.32, the Tigers $3.40, followed by the Battle of Brisbane. Brisbane $1.29, the Dolphins $3.60. Let's start at Amy Park block. And Cameron Munster expected to be back for the Storm, who've lost two straight. Loz has had an inkling all week the Tigers could win this game, although Loz, with Munster playing or likely to play, you're probably just steering on the side of the Storm.
I am, because of Munster. If Munster wasn't playing, I'd be all over the Tigers. And I think the Tigers will go down there and give their best account of themselves this season. I think it'll be their best performance because I like their look of their forward pack. We took Amanu, you've got Clemmer up front, Korosau, and hopefully they'll play a little bit more off Korosau. Papali'i on one edge, Bateman was good the other day. So they've got a strong forward pack and there's a bit of a, you know, different look about Melbourne to what there's been in the past. But Munster being back, I mean, he's the X factor. He's arguably the best player in the game, or certainly in the top five players in the game. I'm just interested to see how the Wakeham-Luke Brooks combination goes, because it worked well last week. Was that just because it's a better combination, or was it the fact that Canterbury were out of gas with 20 to go, and they starred because they had so much possession and the Bulldogs were getting fatigued? Am I getting too carried away with that, or will the Tigers turn up and play a lot better than what they've done in the opening 3 weeks? I think that will be the case. I think the Tigers will give this a real red-hot crack, but Munster being in the team just leans me towards them.
Blocker, if the Tigers want to, dare I say it, ambush the Storm tonight, their attack for all but the 76 minutes of last week will have to be a whole lot better. They were dismal, particularly in attack last week against the Dogs.
The number
except
one,
for that 4 minutes.
Yeah, that's right. And Loz is right. I wonder if you get lulled into a false sense. Wakeham couldn't do any more than what he did when he came on the field. But, as Loz said, it was like 39 degrees. Were the Doggies gassed? It was 26-6. Do they say, oh, let's put the cue on the rack? When you're 26-6 up, your mind starts to play funny tricks on you. Mate, we'll just cruise our way through and then, get in next week. But look, the Tigers did what they had to do in that 10-minute period. But what happened to the other minutes in the first half and all that sort of stuff in that game of footy? The one thing they've got to do, the Tigers, right? And I'm with Loz. I think this is the best pack that they've put on the field. Bateman's got a game under his belt now. He's unorthodox. He's a good player. But they've got to find out how to run off Appy. Now, I was lucky enough to play with a bloke named Benny Elias, and we used to call it players in motion. And we'd have trigger points of when Benny was going to run, right? So if he ran and no one was with him, mate, hell would break loose, because we already organised about how we were going to run off him and do all that sort of stuff, right? Appy needs that. Mate, I've seen him in that game, even last week against the Bulldogs. Mm. Mate, he was making big runs from dummy half, turning around and looking, there's no one there.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to play the play that's being played. It looks to me like they're waiting for the big shift or waiting for the next play. Mate, play off Appy. If they play off Appy and play flat and fast, mate, I reckon they're going to give it a shake. But I'm with Loz again. Munster coming back, he will give them all of. He's one of those guys that, you run out with and you feel confident. I reckon he's that type of player. So down at home, it's going to be tough for the Tigers. I think the Storm might just get them.
And just before you go, Block, tonight, what an occasion at Suncorp Stadium it's going to be. And how much have you enjoyed Wayne Bennett's contributions in the media this week?
Love it. I love it. I love when he says, look, mate, stop asking me stupid questions. Ask me about the game. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like it when he's like that. The cool hand Luke, I call him. But, mate, Wayne Bennett is the exact opposite in public, isn't he, Loz? Mm. If you meet, mate, he's the most charismatic, character. He loves the boys. He loves getting up the back of the bus and having a bit of fun. As soon as they put a camera on him, he goes all cold. So, mate, great game. But Broncos playing too good, mate. You know what? Patrick Carrigan, the lock forward for the Broncos, I reckon he's near on the best forward in the game now. Mate, he's a good player. If you put him on the open market, which he was up until a couple of weeks ago, I reckon every club in Sydney or every club in the game would have had a go at him, I think he's an outstanding player.
Potentially next Australian captain. As the Australian, one of the Australian selectors sits on the other side over here.
What about
Teddy's got another 3 years left, maybe?
What about Cam Murray?
Yeah, I think he.
That'd be a contender.
Murray, yes. Mm. Anyway, it'll be interesting to see what they do. But, mate, they're too much firepower. No Kafusi tonight for the Dolphins. They've done enormously well, better than probably what everyone's been thinking. But they'll meet their Waterloo tonight.
Blocker, you go and have a great day, mate. And next week, I don't know if we can promise. Actually, next week we're at Randwick.
What?
Are we? I didn't know that.
Before day one of the championship.
Can we invite Blocker, please?
Yeah, we need Blocker.
Hey, boys, can you come to Randwick, please?
Boys, now you know how I felt when I was suspended for 26 weeks during my career.
You can drive your Ram to Randwick.
Yeah, we'll get your tracks on.
On
you, champion.
See you, boys.
Back.
Tim and Nancy, you've got the present sorted for Michelle.
How kind's that?
That's awesome. Thank you very much for that, Tim and Nancy. But no, you keep hold of it.
What do you mean?
No, I'm not going to take a gift.
Plus, you're flying, gift, you're flying out of here anyway.
Flying out of Albury, mate. But thank you. It's a lovely offer. Kind.
Very, very nice.
So. You send it in the post.
Sorry?
Tim and
Andy. No. Dinner will be fine.
Loz loves a free gift. Well, I thought this is a good opportunity.
Morning, Dave Stan.
Good morning, Jared. Good morning, DS. Michael. Good morning, Lawrence.
How'd you go, just a quick one, how'd you go with the reception up in the air yesterday when we're flying into Albury trying to watch that horse race? Did you find it? Look, when I was sitting behind you, and it looked like you thought you had an aerial on your phone and you were trying to find that.
I was moving around.
Just hold it there.
I did feel privileged, partners. I was closest to the...
you in first class?
I was in row seven. I got to give,
I was just behind you.
I've never seen...
Just giving him a head massage.
I've never seen a bloke move quicker through an airport. We've landed in Albury.
That's a practice.
Yeah, I've got to prep. When it comes to airport, I don't check luggage in.
So everyone
backpacking, I'm out of there.
You know, Albury Airport, obviously. And look, there's a lot of money around here, Albury, because there's, you know, people, wealthy people, but there was this massive black Audi just parked out the front.
And before security,
seen,
was it?
I've never seen a bloke just go straight through,
get in the car, off I go.
And even like, it was like the movies, the car sort of sped off with a bit of a wheel screech.
Yeah. How is Fat Tony?
Had to go, mate. It's preparation is key.
And can I give you up what you just said to Loz? Because you're about to go out to the airport.
Yep.
You can Loz obviously has a yarn to everyone, you know, he'll talk to anyone.
And but Loz doesn't stop, mate. He talks for hours.
You just said, if you start talking,
I'll go to the toilet.
I'm gone. I'm out. Yeah. I'm gone.
Loz, like, even someone comes over for a photo, and I say, but Loz, like, calls them over. He calls their friends over. He calls their mums over. He calls the cousins over. It's like, Loz, it's not a Q&A.
He just loves it.
The whole airport. He's just doing a Q&A with them. I'll go hide in the toilet for 10 minutes if I have to.
Loz called us on the race.
Take your own paper.
I'll leave him. If he does it today, I'll leave him. I'll be in the bathroom until the flight.
What have he got planned for your weekend, boys? I always like on Fridays... Because I think our listeners, you know, like they've obviously got big weekend plans with the races, the footy. What are you doing on the weekend?
I'm pretty sure.
Lunch with the beautiful wife.
Lunch with the beautiful wife today. What about tomorrow? Where do you watch the races? You go to the Northbridge tomorrow?
Quite.
Elsewhere?
Romantic weekend.
Middo, you're on the text. Where are you?
I'm sorting an issue so I can bet, actually.
Putting money into the account?
Hang on. Have they barred you? Are you talking that well? Who's barred you?
No.
Loz will write you a check if you need some cash. You get it in a week.
Now, have you got any tips for Albury Cup for me? Because I want to try and back a winner.
Mate, Middo has been punting all morning.
No, I haven't. I've just followed some of our listeners. Five?
Mate.
How good?
He's on.
So what have you backed?
Well, I followed in Ali's tip at Geelong today, New Hampshire, race 2, number 4. Her tip in the last year, Southern Lad, $8.50.
Yep.
You've got a tip today.
Mitch Beer, we had to have something on Nutbush Ambush.
Yeah.
Well, Alicia's riding Collett.
Yeah, and just because of the ambush last night with the Bulldog with
which
Parramatta.
Which we suggested.
First time I met Mitch. Great fella.
Yeah, champion.
What a beauty.
He gave a good push for November Falls in race 3, which is around $23, I think.
Yep.
Race 3,
another one for Alicia, He's asked Alicia to come down and ride. So Alicia's obviously Marlo's partner. Yeah.
And there's one or two others there. I forgot what I backed.
You got something, Cliff?
Yeah, I like a horse called Cliff House.
Cliff House.
Race 4, number 4 in Albury. Race 4, number 4, Cliff House. Danny Beasley, Tim Donnelly. Good winner last time out. That thing went like a... I shouldn't say it went bad yesterday. That prophet's daughter just... It was funny how this track was sort of...
Is this the one you're looking for on the flight?
We're playing. Yeah, that's the one, yeah. And there's no worse a feeling, pup. Like, it's probably like you when you throw a DM out there to someone and you're waiting for that reply.
You can't DM someone as you're getting on the plane, though. You've got to pick your timing.
Well,
he's not
you need reception.
Yeah, he doesn't wait
all
long.
I do wait a long time for a reply sometimes.
All I'll say is it's just when you land and you see that horse hasn't won and you go, oh, God. It's just anyway.
You don't
but,
want rejection.
Yesterday, they were sort of like, well, they're rolling the track at the moment. Phil, we should get a bit of Tony Gregg about us and get. We should have got
Give me the key.
Should have got it with the car keys, Loz. But
why is the roller? That's a small roller. That's not a big roller at all. I'm not talking width. I'm saying that's not a heavy roller. Is that just to get the water off the top of the grass or what?
Mate, to be honest, I've got no idea.
What is that?
No, what? Actually, you know what? That bloke doesn't even work for the Albury Racecourse.
He's delivering food. He's an Uber. An Uber tractor driver.
Hey. Tractor driver going for a drive.
What is that doing? That's not rolling the strip.
No, I think it was that something to do with making the grass.
It's getting the water off the top of the grass.
Like, you know how when you look on TV, you've got like, you know.
No, yeah. The colour in the grass is the wet grass versus the drier grass.
Right. You know about grass, Mike.
Well, I know that is just getting... That's a little super sopper. That's just getting the top layer of water off.
Right.
Well, I want a heavy roller out there. Flatten this track.
I've got no idea. The track will play perfect today. They'll get out wide. They'll swoop. They'll lead. They'll win from everywhere. And can you believe 10,000 people in here?
So good.
Like 10,000
people.
It's going
to be packed here today.
Well, Steve was saying at its peak years ago, they could hold, obviously, you know, 17, 20,000. But well, they can't now.
No, obviously, because of your restrictions and various, but 10,000 here would be nice. And they're blessed with weather. Because they've had a bad run, Middo, with the obviously big wets, COVIDs, etc. So I reckon we're going to go right on with it today. We're going to back winners, and we will be travelling
the band tonight. Is set up out there.
Yep,
that's
the
where they'll
set
be.
Up, the pavilion.
What DJ? Who they got?
Mitch Beer's tent with Mitch all Beer's his owners tent. Just over there.
Any DJ that you know?
No DJ, but I think they've got a Queen cover band playing after the last. Look, it's just going to be a fun day. So
love it.
It's been a great 24 hours. I just want to say thanks to everyone involved with the race club and at the commercial club last night. And great to chat to quite a few listeners, particularly PK I chatted to, who's battling motor neurone disease, that just awful disease. He's just texted in. And he said to mention to Clarkie and Loz that the commercial club has a great gym that you might like to use. So there you go.
Oh, beautiful.
But you got to get on the plane.
Morning sesh. Mm. Sweat a bit out from last night. Bit
if
of red
anyone,
wine.
All I'll just say is, before I go, and it's a bit of a PSA, a public service announcement, if you've got any cricket memorabilia or anything in general, head to the Albury Airport right now. Michael
I'm happy
Clark,
to help. I'm happy to sign.
One of the legends
I'm
of Australian cricket.
Photos.
Michael will be there. Laurie Daly, he's just a normal bloke. Laurie, he'll be there as well. But if you want to go and see Michael Clark this morning, ladies and gentlemen,
honestly,
all the school kids. If
I'm
you're
happy.
Out there,
I'm happy to do it.
Head
I'm
to the
to
Albury.
Just,
the
I'm not doing
Albury
a Q&A.
I'm
not
doing
a Q&A. Get the kids on the bus.
If anyone got those Weet-Mix cards,
yeah,
if
anyone the Weet-Mix cards, go and see.
You blokes are unbelievable.
He'll be at the Albury Airport. And big thanks as well to Qantas, Tom, our producer. Did you mention the bag this morning?
Oh, yeah. Mate,
we served Qantas.
Oh, hang on.
It's been found.
You're joking.
In Perth.
Oh,
take those clothes back you bought yesterday and get your money back.
Did you message Joycey?
I'm not happy with Qantas at all.
Oh, hang on.
They've been
right.
Horrible.
Okay, everyone.
We're flying Rex. Yeah. We're flying Rex
mate,
down.
What about your cufflinks?
Oh, you tight ass. You tight ass.
What about that?
You stinge.
I wore the wrong shirt and I forgot cufflinks.
Oh, so you stole someone else's.
Why couldn't you have got them today, this morning?
I just said to Steve, the CEO, have you got a spare pair? And you all went off your tree.
Oh, so all those kids coming down, can you still mumble? Can you still dad's cufflinks?
Just get out to the airport and anything. Michael will sign anything. He'll sign T-shirts, whatever you want.
Love to.
See you, boys.
See you, mate.